Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Eager to hear more about what's going on around the town of North Hempstead.
In the Christina Lou Show. Actually, there was just one thing I was just thinking at the break in reference to Jack's talk today, helping, you know, first-time home buyers and trying to keep young people in the town. It's so sad. And this is for a senior and for a young person. If a senior winds up having an accident unplanned for, the 65% of seniors have less than $4,152 in the bank in case of an emergency, or young people to buy a house. How do you exist on Long Island? And it's just, I mean, I'm not questioning it. It's just how difficult it is. People can't save. And $4,152 is the average that would be considered emergency money or a down payment for a house. And what can you put as a down payment with that kind of money?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing, Ann?
Does this have anything to do with Christina's birthday?
Oh, you're unbelievable.
I was not going to let you get away with it. I've been waiting. I've been waiting
a lot of
the whole show.
Being thrown around today with the comment
when
around.
This was going, and I knew it would come like like from outer space.
It's going to keep you like on your toes.
So
you know?
I'm going to guess. Is it?
Hours.
Hours
till the next birthday cake.
Hours. Okay. Well,
I feel like that's so soon.
We're on the countdown.
Yeah,
it's flying.
We're really
it's going to be here before you know it.
We're really just rapidly.
I have to start
baking.
That's
right. Well
actually,
there you go.
Now that Dan's engineering, maybe Dan's going to bake.
Oh, there
Bowls
you go.
Seem to be changing here very quickly.
Yeah, so we're doing all kinds of things over at WCWP. But enough about my birthday. As always, we will segue into the wonderful stuff going on in North Hempstead, which is really, really exciting. We talked a little bit about the flu shots that will be offered at the St. Francis Hospital Outreach Bus. And the next one is going to be on Thursday, October 18th. And that's over at the Port Washington Senior Center. In addition to this, you can get a brief cardiac history, blood pressure check, diabetes screenings. They'll give you referrals and different education, too. So I definitely highly recommend that people go. And I just love the idea, as we said earlier, that you don't need an appointment. I think it's just a great idea. We also have a great group starting up that is called the Positive Aging Group. It's going to be on Monday, October 22nd, 29th, and November 5th. It's facilitated by Audrey Dinsdale, who's one of our fabulous social workers. And in this group, you'll explore attitudes and feelings about the aging process, how the media and our society perceives aging, and its effects on life transitions. It's really about kind of how to maintain a positive outlook, because we all know how important that is to do.
Absolutely, at that point.
And it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. So definitely check that out. Also, a group that we are getting, I mean, I was doing SRs this morning that were coming in, and we're getting so many registrations, which I'm very happy about, for the Getting Ready for Jack Frost program.
That's the big event.
Yes. That is going to be October 25th, and it's a seminar about winter health and safety, and it's going to be education all about kind of how to do these things, what to do, how to do it, you know, efficiently and cost-effectively as well.
One minute.
Yes.
Is this for everyone in the town of?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I know the advisory.
Right,
committee.
It's but you know, but we really wanted to open this up to everyone because of the great subject matter, and it was also anyone who received our Pioneer. It was tied into that whole thing as well. So it is going to have traveling safely in ice and snow from Shari Baton, who's our mobility manager, and Eileen Bitar, who is from AAA. So they'll talk about that. Then we have staying healthy during the winter months, which is going to be presented by Joanne Tricarico, who's one of our nurses, and Margaret Gansonius, who's our Zumba instructor, who, if anyone's met, is phenomenal. And then we have home safety and preparing your home for winter, John Driscoll from the Carl Place Fire Department, and Jamie Ugolano from Albertson Hardware. This is going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And as we said, registration is required because...
Okay. Now, I have a question.
Yes.
Is it a prerequisite for staying healthy during the winter months that you need to attend on Wednesday, October 24th, healthy food for a healthy You bingo?
Yeah, there you go. We could it could go right into it. Yes.
You got me on that one.
So we have a partnership with Cornell Cooperative Extension, Nassau County, and they do each month a different chat in the health world over at Magnolia Gardens. And this one, which I think is great, they've done this with a bunch of different topics. It's bingo, but through doing bingo, it's interactive class where they, you know, well, I guess while you're shouting out bingo numbers, you'll be learning how to different healthy food items as well. So it kind of makes it fun and learning. So that's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Magnolia Gardens. So I really recommend everyone just check out these things. There's fun things. There's, you know, we have something for everyone is really the the message. And speaking of having something for everyone, we have the STOP program coming up, which is October 20th and 21st. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's over at North Hempstead Beach Park. This STOP program I really recommend because this is a great time for everyone to kind of clear out all their junk that they've been hoarding in their garage. And I think it's a great thing to do seasonally, too. And just a little reminder on things that you could do here. You can dispose of items such as aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, bulbs, thermostats, batteries, TVs, computers, latex paints, and water-based paints. So there's a whole bunch of that. On top of that, you could also shred things, which is the hot item with the shredding truck. And you could bring up to 6 banker's boxes per car. And you could just watch it be shredded, so you know, obviously no one's scamming you or stealing your information. And what I always think is, speaking of numbers, for every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved.
It's amazing.
Which is great. You know, you really think about just how it's the little things, right? We're all just trying to help out in any way we can.
I just want to touch one thing on that, because I'm participating this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have paint from we bought our house originally. You know, I keep telling you, it's different color.
I know.
It's 20-some ideas.
I think like all of us are guilty of that.
But what you have to do is take the top off it.
And dry it out.
If you bring the paint and it moves, they're not taking it.
Yeah.
Within, I think it's a couple of days. So I said, give them to me this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'll put them in the garage.
Right, and you throw that in a garbage bag.
Yeah.
And then you bring it over. Yeah.
But they won't take it if it's still liquid form. You know, I don't know the difference, but that's
probably just. I probably would assume because of mess wise, you know. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm assuming. I don't know, but I have no idea.
But that's what you got
to
do.
And you're going to carry it over and bring it over to it.
Yeah. No, you don't even carry it. You put it in the car. I mean, this is the most I did it.
Yeah, because
like
John
two
did
years
it.
Ago.
Yeah.
I took somebody, or maybe myself, and I had an air conditioner and junk. You drive through this thing, so you pull up.
Right. Take different stops.
They say no, don't get out. Mm-hmm. Pop your trunk. They take it and they throw it in the. You know, they have all these young guys there. So a senior can go, just have the stuff put in your car, they'll take it out for you.
Mm-hmm. And you can have your wife put it in the car? Because I know she's been shoveling the snow and mowing.
I was trying to figure out
whether you're going
to
put
it in. She gives me my morning bath, shovel up the
car. All right. Long we got it straight.
Steph's a strong one.
Okay.
But I also want to remind people that, you know, for I think it's probably been 2 years now, there's a change where they don't accept unwanted medications there.
Right, I heard that.
But you are able to bring them to police precincts 24/7 and drop off any medications that you were trying to get rid of.
And that also, because that question was posed to me by my wife, that's for everything. Like you have cough medicine you're not going to use.
Right.
Anything that's some sort of it's not just prescriptions.
Yeah, it's definitely.
You know, you have
right.
Robitussin, you're getting rid of it after 5 years, bring that.
So
otherwise, it just goes into the water. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they do with it.
And it's also a safety thing. You know, and this changed because the police department has a new regulation because obviously they just didn't want people dropping off, you know, pounds of drugs and medications to, you know, these local North Hempstead sites because that it's just this way you bring it to the police department, they handle it, and it's a smooth situation.
So whether it's expired or it's not expired.
Yep, absolutely. Just anything you want
to
get rid
of. You don't want it, you're not using it, the prescription, you finished, you're healthy, you're not using
it. Yeah, they'll have little drop-off, you know, boxes at the precincts that you're able to do.
Now, this is a true story. A friend of mine, who unfortunately passed away, when he came out of the hospital like a year or two ago, they gave him a prescription for Oxy.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Oh, boy.
They gave him 120.
Oh.
He had it looked like a cookie jar. I'm not kidding you. It was huge.
Yeah.
And when I went to his house, he said, look what they... And they filled it. Like,
yeah.
And anyway, at the end of it, he didn't use that many of them, and he died. And you know, but that's the type of thing. So now if you went to one of these places, you threw it, and some young kid says, whoa. I'm not saying it,
yeah.
But it happened, but it happens. That's going out of that box into his pocket or her pocket, and that's on the market.
It's just the safest thing
to do. So it's a very safe thing.
And also at the STOP event, which is great too, they'll have the Big Brothers Big Sisters truck there, where they will take so many different things, gently used clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, area rugs, bikes, I mean, glassware, dishes, everything essentially that you couldn't get rid of in the other part, you can get rid of here. So just call 311 if you need any information about that, because I think it's a wonderful program that North Hempstead does. So that, again, is October 20th and 21st, which I can't believe will be here very soon.
I know, that's why you're looking at some of these things.
It hit me that, you know, we're like in mid-October. I just want to remind people, because we're going to be having the old-time radio segment will be next, and I want to... Oh.
15.
Oh, my God, we're doing 15.
Right, we're doing 15.
I totally forgot.
See?
I'm so used to my half hour. Oh, my God, I totally forgot the excitement that we have. We have three segments today. I really totally
right,
forgot.
Right. The same as the controller. Yeah.
I really know. I'm like, look, you're like, oh, I don't have enough time for all
yeah,
these
you're,
things.
You're on the same level as the controller.
Cool, there we go.
Right now, right.
So we have the Autumn Treat event, which is going to be on Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m., this program they've been doing for a couple of years, too, over at the Harbor Links Clubhouse in Port Washington. And at the Autumn Treat event, there'll be the New Vintage Orchestra, as well as a bunch of different cakes and cookies. It sounds great. It's making me hungry.
A lot
cakes,
of
cookies, ice cream, teas, apple cider, anything, you know, for your sweet tooth, kind of to get cozy in the fall season.
And you're going to listen to, like, Gloria Estefan
yes.
kind of music.
Absolutely.
So
they're
going to really...
have a whole different... A vote. I mean, it's going to be really a lovely event. And tickets are $15 for this event, and you can call 311 or 869-6311 for more information.
Do you have to be a resident of the town of North Hempstead, or is it open to all?
You know, that's a good question. I think it's open to all. I don't think you have to be a resident, because you're paying.
Yeah,
for these things that you normally pay for.
If it's free, you have to be a resident, because it's not fair. Your tax money is paying for that. But if they're charging you, even if it's only a surcharge,
right.
if that's what you call it, then it's open to anybody because...
So you can bring people with you that
sure.
are
yeah,
not
Yeah, absolutely, right.
Because
that's usually the rule of thumb for anything, you know, any of these programs that you
Good
actually
to
have to pay for in North Hempstead. But you could always call 311 to get information.
Right, confirmed. Right now, we're going to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.